The Big Issue on Sokola Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to Sokola Duma Radio. I am your host, Nkululeko Nkeu, and this is The Big Issue. Well, we are continuing with our topic from last week, the shocking state about South African stadiums, the empty stadiums that the PSL clubs have to play in. Last week, we spoke about a lot of things that were pertaining to the impact of players will have to perform in front of empty stadiums. We spoke to a former player, Dumisa Ngobe. We also spoke to a current player in Duduzi Ntsane, and also spoke to Bota Msila, who attends a lot of football matches, about what goes on in his daily life and how does he get from one point to the other in a very short space of time, all for the love of football. Well, in this episode, we have a positive spin to that, in that we look at clubs that are seemingly getting it right. How does, for example, Black Leopards play at 3 p.m. On Wednesday and get more than 10,000 people to fill up the Thohoyandou Stadium? How does a club like Polokwane City explode into life via social media through their social media man, Vusi Ntimane, who has now moved on to Cape Town City? So we'll look at that as well, the strategies to attract fans to stadiums. How do you use social media? How do you translate that into bums on seats at the stadium? And how does Black Leopards reach out to communities in and around the Thohoyandou Stadium? We'll explore that as well. At the same time, we'll also play your voice notes as we asked you on Facebook. Are PSL clubs doing enough to attract fans to the stadium? How can they improve? And we appreciate those voice notes. We cannot obviously play all of them. And on Facebook, the conversation was very... It was hot. A lot of people giving their input as to how PSL teams are failing to attract fans to the stadium. One was from Olunga Mapegula, saying that he's only noticed Black Leopards so far as a team that has a spectacular crowd attendance. And it's not only when they play big teams like Sundowns and Pirates, even when they play teams like Highlands Park and AmaZulu, they all come out in numbers. So we'll explore that, find out how they are able to do that. Once again, thank you very much for those Facebook messages and the voice notes as well. For only 3 rand 90 cents, you can get yourself a copy of the Sokola Duma newspaper for all the latest football news, the Siya Gobhoza, and some interviews as well. While in the Siya Gobhoza special, there is a feature on George Maluleka from Kaizer Chiefs. Well, he seemingly is a priority for Mamelodi Sundowns. It looks like Sundowns are in for the man. You check out all those angles about that story and how hot that story is and how firm is that interest from Sundowns on the latest edition of the Sokola Duma newspaper. It came out this Wednesday. Get yourself a copy for only 3 rand 90 cents. So how does a team like Black Leopards manage to get 10,000 people on a Wednesday at 3 p.m. to the Thohoyandou Stadium? Is it distance, perhaps? Are they allowing the fans for free, perhaps? Well, Barry Ramunenyiwa is the media officer and the public relations officer at Black Leopards. He'll answer those questions for us. Let's hear him speak about that.
Sokola Duma Radio. Well, the limit is very important. Although we are casting our nets very wide now. Because even then, we've stretched right to Mufina, right up to Lukwani, Zanin, and so forth. And remember at some point, we were playing from Lukwani.
Yeah.
Where Lukwani were beginning to build our base around areas like Sishihu, Mokopani, and so forth. So some of those supporters who are as far as Mokopani, going further to Sikukuni, they still come to Thohoyandou, driving many of the games that we have. They still drive from all those distances. We've managed to build very good loyal support with our supporters. The ones that we had when we were in Polokwane have now also joined us. But we then realized that while coming to Thohoyandou was a base that we could work on steadily, and it has paid off. In Polokwane, it was beginning to work, but it still needed some time. And when the other teams Baroka came on board, Polokwane City came on board, it became too. There was the teams competing, you know, for the same strength.
Yeah.
So when the team went back to Tuando, that's when we really focused on, you know, the local communities, and then we stretched and made it wider and wider and wider. And what we've also embarked on now, we are now launching supporters clubs throughout the country. Even as far as Johannesburg, we have now supporters clubs. Mpumalanga, we have, and areas like Bloemfontein, we have these areas where you find that we go there, we've got opposing teams. And there are other teams that we know we are going to play there. We have managed to find people there in those areas that are supporting Black Leopards and who come out in the large numbers to support us. So in a way, we have always been trying to go to those areas, and we do some bleeds around there before the games. And we talk to them in most cases through their local radio stations. Like when we have to play in Southland, we'd be on Tony TV, we'd be on Alex TV, we'd be on not TV radio, we'd be on what do you call this one on the 54 ways. Yeah, those radio stations, local radio stations, we use them, even the big ones, the Radio 2000, we really try to, you know.
Yeah.
Communicate with our fans, getting in touch. What's important for us is communicating and getting in touch with our fans wherever we go.
Yeah.
And we've realized that once we've done that, every other game is different when you go back to the same venue. Even if we're just visiting that area as a home game for another team, then the next time we check all our games, even when they're televised or attended, you find that our numbers are continuing to grow for each and every game.
How important is the brand and how it identifies with its people? So, for example, you would find that people from Limpopo are proud of being associated with Black Leopards, largely because of the things that you mentioned, that you reach out to the traditional leaders. And as a Venda man, sometimes you would want to identify with the team, or a Tsonga man or a Pedi man, which is largely the population of Limpopo. How important is it that you have, when you are a team, you find some form of identity and working within the community?
You see, initially, when the team started in those days, it was more like a Venda team. And we realized that the brand is becoming much more stronger. Then we moved to Pulukan. And then it started working on making it a Limpopo brand. But when we came back now to the PSL, Premier League now, we realized that the brand is strengthening every day. We're now making it a national team, where everybody, doesn't matter where they are, we can actually feel that this is a team, and this is a national team. And surprisingly enough, we have a lot of fans in places like in the neighboring countries, like Zimbabwe, Botswana, Lesotho, in particular Lesotho. And the other thing that actually helps us to gain all those fans in the areas, like Lesotho, for example, is when you have a player from that area, people in those areas want to hear more about their player or their brother who is playing for Black Leopards.
Yeah.
And like the other, some of our biggest support, we've got a very, very big following in KwaZulu-Natal. And it's because of most of the players that we have brought in from KwaZulu-Natal. We don't go through a game without giving them information about the game in KwaZulu-Natal. We get in touch with those people, inform them, because they want to know also how is this team that so-and-so is playing for, who is playing for Black Leopards is doing, and how are they doing. So we've got a number of players who come from those areas who also create that, you know, relationship between us and the community there. And by giving them that kind of information, they are always following up, and you don't say, no, hey, this president, that is far, we are not going to kill him. You should see the radio Zulu, everything. We pump them up with a lot of information and communicating all the way. So at the moment, we are not even looking at it as a vendor team anymore because it's owned by vendors. No, it has now become a national team. And that's how we have continued to build a brand. We have now moved away from saying Black Lives Matter was a vendor team when it started. It became a provincial team. And at the moment, it's national. And as I say, it's international actually now. Go to Lesotho. You can call people in Lesotho. That's why the CDFM, those radio Lesotho and stuff like that, we are constantly in interviews with them because there is a large following. People, their listeners want to know what is happening with Black Leopard. Every other time, we don't say, no, now we can't give it because they are far in the city and so forth. We are constantly in touch with those people because they want to also follow the players who are at Black Leopard, and they create that, you know, support for us, and we get a lot of support from them.
Yeah.
So the brand is continuing to grow day in, day out, and we are working towards that, and we've also got now a brand manager who's focusing on growing the brand. He was appointed, he was appointed this year. He's doing a lot of going about and, you know, just to focus on a brand. Somebody that is now working closely with the fans and taking care of the brand and making sure that it grows to the highest level possible.
Yeah, I mean, it shows. It shows because even if it's midday at 3 p.m. in the playoffs, even the Monday game, it started at 5. It was packed. It was beautiful to see, as always. It shows that there is great work being done. Mr. Ramonenyiwa, thank you very much for speaking to us on Soccer Laduma.
No, you're welcome. I mean, it's not just in Mpoando. Look at the games that you've played everywhere. And compare the crowds that come to support Black Leopards and the other team. That's why even now, our T-shirts are selling very well. People love the new regalia, and they are selling very well. We've got to that stage now where we are now putting our brand out there through the regalia, and we are doing well. Just a matter of time. That's why we say we are one of the top 5 teams in South African football.
Well, there you are then. Hopefully other teams are taking lessons from Black Leopards. Of course, it's very, very important to be able to be plugged in to the local radio stations, regional radio stations and national radio stations, as well as newspapers and other media outlets. And also, in addition to that, you also need to be with the people, to be able to mobilize people, to be present as a brand, as we've just heard now from the Black Leopards media officer, Barry.
Sokoladuma Radio.
The people that are making our PSL so weak are the officials of the PSL and the referees, because they don't punish referees. They are just, I don't know, maybe it's their training that is weak or what. So if they can make sure that their refereeing are get punished, I think that the game can improve, because there are so misconducts that they are doing. Today they judge this way, tomorrow they judge this way, and that drops the standards of our football. That's where the problem lies.
Hello. Teams are not doing a great job in order to attract more fans and supporters to the stadium. We miss the olden days of PROs, Lou Shakwane, Alex Shakwane. You know, those days, you know, they go around the country mobilizing the supporters to come and watch the game. Now, technology is too much, so we don't go to the stadium a lot. So teams don't go around preaching the word of soccer to our supporters. That is a great challenge to our teams. So really, football is dying. Supporters are no longer going to the stadium. Only the derby, full capacity. The numerous also supporting Murule.
Let's now move on to a man who's managed to find success on social media. What usually is a dichotomy, or rather, there is a divorce between what you get on social media and what you get on at the stadium. Sometimes team have hundreds of thousands of fans on social media, sometimes millions, but they only manage to get 2,000 people at the stadium. Vusi Ntimane is one of the people that has been able to succeed on social media through his quirky humor and his team's ability to be able to amplify the team's brand on that space of social media, Twitter and Facebook. So how does he do it? And does it really translate to numbers in terms of bums on seats during match day? Let's hear from the man himself.
Sokala Duma Radio.
No, I started two seasons ago, in the middle of the season. And then we started developing how we're going to do it. We came up with a plan to start having a way to advertise our game, not the normal way of advertising our game, yeah. Using other teams' nicknames and everything, and then it worked well. Then we started continuing doing that, and that's the basic one that we did, and interacting more with fans and talking to them on a daily basis.
So the humor, the manner in which you did your thing on social media, was it deliberate? Was it the team and yourself deciding that this is how you're going to go about it in order to attract attention?
Yeah, it's a matter of us getting nicknames of all the 15 teams in the PSL. Mm. And then we did it deliberately. We knew it's going to create reactions with the names that were coming up every day, with different names for different teams, depending on the fingers, depending on what they wear, depending on the team. And then it worked well.
Yeah, and then, of course, because you are a master in that space, you notice numbers, you notice trends. Were you then concerned with the difference between the followers online and the lack of followers at the stadiums?
No, I mean, part of the job is not only on social media. Also, you start attracting people from social media, and then you go out and meet them, and that's the way we did at Polokwane. Even now, Polokwane City still has, in every game, they still has plus minus 3,000 to 4,000 people, so depending on the game, in some games, and then they go to 35,000 some games. So I think before then, it was only 1,000 or 500 people on the stand. So from there, I think it worked well with the way we did it in the social media, and that makes, when you go and meet them, it makes it easy for you to interact with them.
Because they already are aware of you since you engage them on that social media platform. Well, I'm glad you're saying that there was a positive from social media. It translated into something, whether it's 1,000, 2,000, but it made a difference. Tell us a little bit more about that difference then. Do you think that clubs are not utilizing the social media platforms, the radio platforms, to its fullest potential to gain supporters?
No, it's not. I think it depends on where are you staying. I think when the distance in the stadiums and everyone around you. I think some teams on social media, they do well, but looking at the stands, I'll give you a typical example. Kaizer Chiefs, they play at home. They have less than 5,000 people at FNB Stadium, but they go away and play in PE. The stadium is full. So it depends where you are and the people who understand. So it's not a matter of only social media, but it can also help with a positive turnout in the stands. But depending where you are, and just giving yesterday, it was in the game was played on a Monday in Toronto Stadium, but the stadium was packed, and they're not that active on social media. So it depends on where you are and how you deal with your supporters. But I think social media, visiting and interacting with them directly on their communities, I think it also helps.
Yeah, we just spoke to them as well, actually speaking to Black Clippers, and it does come across that. It's not only about social media, it's about engaging with the community. Which leads me to the next question. Of course, the next challenge now, it has been the next challenge for you over the past 10 months or so when you joined Cape Town City. What is it about Cape Town City? What were some of the initial challenges that you noticed that you were going to have when it comes to translating or creating brand awareness about Cape Town City?
No, it's just a matter of us doing what we're doing now. First thing foremost, we decrease the price to 20 rand, and the changes are there to be seen. People are starting to attend. We have a minimum of 3.5 to 4,000 on a games, and then I think we are improving game by game, and also the issue of visiting. Like tomorrow, we're heading to UWC to visit students at UWC. I think if we keep on doing that and making awareness in the communities around us and all the townships around us, even in town, I think we'll get it right one of the good days. But we are starting, the work is being done on almost every day. We've been in Khayelitsha, now we are going to UWC. I think next couple of weeks will be in Nanga. So we are doing it, we're trying to interact with them directly and then make sure that the communities around us knows what's happening with the team. So I think we take it from there, and then everything will look, looking at the attendance now, I think we are improving game by game.
And what is the realistic number that South African football, in at least because you work in the industry, in your opinion, what is the reasonable number that we should come to terms with in terms of numbers? You mentioned 3,000, around 2,500. Sometimes, obviously, it can be up to 10,000, 20,000, depending on which team you're playing against. But what is the reasonable number when you're like, okay, at least on average, this is good?
No, I think for us, I think 5,000 is reasonable in every game. From there, going up, 5,000, I think, should be minimum, and then going up to 8 to 40, depending on the team that you're playing against.
All right. And finally, your next target now is to continue increasing the brand. Are you happy with how the communities within Cape Town are responding to the team?
I think last week, we went to athletics. There were different athletics in different stadiums in Cape Town. I think we went to the first one was in Greenpoint. We went there. And then the other one was in a township. So I think we are getting there. When you get to the players, you go there with the players. I think the reaction is good. It's just a matter of time. We continue doing the same thing. We'll never get tired of interacting with the fans around and the communities. I think we'll get it right.
Yeah. Well, see, thank you so much, man, for speaking to us on Sokala Duma. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, sir.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Our teams are underperforming. They don't give the fans what they're looking for. And the general style of play is not pleasing at all. And by that, I don't think they're doing... In fact, they're actually not doing anything at all to attract fans to the stadiums. They're not doing... It's like they're not putting any efforts.
Okay, this is Ras Maiti from KZN in Potchefstroom. Hey, the PSL clubs nowadays are, I don't want to lie, I'm going to show you. So we book a game in the Forugu ticket. I'll say, I'm going to show you. I'm going to improve it because I sign every day. I'm a player, I'm a funny girl. At the end of the day, I'm a player, I'm a coach. But I'm going to coach, coach. I'm a player, I'm a man. I'm a suit, I'm a man. Even young kids, to NFT,
And we thank you very much for those voice notes and the input from both Barry and Vusi. We really appreciate their input on the show. It's quite a lengthy topic, as we mentioned last week. There are multiple elements to it. The PSL, we've tried to reach out to them, ask them questions about this topic. They're not necessarily interested in the topic. They're saying that they are fatigued from speaking about the same thing over and over again. One of the things that I've always argued is that ever since I started following football, age 4 or 5 years old, attending stadium, the local football association, attending matches there at the stadium, is that I've never really needed football to be advertised to me in order for me to go to the stadium. However, we are different kinds of followers, different kinds of fans. Some people are partial supporters. Some people have other important things to do, and sometimes they do need that heads up that there are games being played. Some people, like myself or yourself, know where to find the information about which team is playing and when, and where to find information such as the results
from yesterday's game, for example. Some people know that they can always go to the Sokala Duma website and find results from yesterday's games. And they also can find match reports from yesterday's games. They can see who got the yellow card, who got suspended, who got a red card from the game, who was the referee, what time it started. Some people are just random football fans who, but if by any chance they see a match playing, they will watch it. However, they don't go out of their way to get information about the match itself or about the game. Some people love Kaizer Chiefs, but I don't even know where Kaizer Chiefs is in the league, in the EPSA Premiership League. They don't know that it's a team that is lying at number 6 or number 5. And sometimes they get a shock when you say that the team is not as good as he thinks or she thinks it is. So there are different kind of fans, and there are books that have been dedicated to studying fans, that when people reach a certain age, maybe from 35 to 55 or above, your priorities change. You are no longer only someone who's devoted to watching football. You are a father, you are an uncle, you are a leader of a business, leader of an association or an organization, and football is probably the third or fourth or even 10th in terms of your list of priorities. So there are different fans that need to be catered to, and clubs need to understand that they need to reach out to those people as well. If not, we will lose continuously the audience, the most important people about the game. And of course, the new generation, the younger generation, are more into European football than we are, or the older generation is or was. So we need to find a way in which we attract them as well. Hence the importance of speaking to them on social media and getting them off social media and attending stadium. Then comes the problem of when they are at the stadium, what kind of experience do they get? Because they will juxtapose that experience vis-a-vis their experience that they got when they went to the mall to watch a movie, for example. So if they have a positive experience watching a movie at the mall, then they are prone to accepting that going to the movie is a better experience than watching a football match where you have beer poured on you. Sometimes you pay 100 rand to inhale weed, but you don't smoke weed. You don't smoke marijuana. So those are the kind of things. That is the other element to it that clubs can perhaps not control because they don't own the stadiums. You know, so it's a broad conversation but the most important thing is that we need to get to a point where we make people feel comfortable at stadiums. Clubs need to do better in terms of marketing their clubs. And clubs need to have media offices. Some clubs don't have media offices sometimes. And the importance of that is that when we need answers, we need to know where to get to. We can't call the coach or the owner of the club all the time. We need media officers. So teams need to take themselves very seriously. You know, so it's a very broad conversation. However, we can say that the league is in decline in terms of numbers on seats. And hence I ask Vusi, what is his estimation of what a team needs to get? For example, 5,000, I think, is a very good number for South African football. And we need perhaps smaller stadiums to make it look much better, to make the stadium look like it's a filled to capacity stadium. You know, we need smaller stadiums. We don't need 30,000 stadiums, except for the rare occasion of a cup final or a Soweto derby. We need smaller stadiums in order to make the aesthetics of the league matches better, because that's what the teams are currently getting, 2,500, 1,000 fans at the stadiums at best. So that's pretty much it for the topic. Of course, it continues. It will always continue. We'll ask this topic in a different way, in a different year or month. For now, thank you very much for listening to us on The Big Issue. I am your host, Ngululeko Nkewa.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.